It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The lame duck session in the Michigan legislature has been the most active in recent memory. While so-called right-to-work legislation signed by Governor Snyder yesterday has gotten the most attention, there are a number of other controversial bills working their way through the legislature. They include a bill that would allow health care providers, facilities, or insurers deny service based on religious, moral, or ethical objections. The providers would have to provide service in emergency situations, however. We're joined now by Peter Jacobson, professor of health law and policy at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Professor Jacobson, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
Help us understand from the medical perspective the kind of latitude this bill would give doctors and insurers and health providers.
The scope of this law is stunning. And to the best of my knowledge, it's the first law of its kind to be considered that provides such a broad opportunity for healthcare providers to object to providing anything that violates their conscience, religious views, or philosophical views. This language is so expansive, it's so elastic, that virtually any objection to any medical procedure would fall within its reach.
Is this already happening without a law in place?
That's a great question. I think the answer is, as with a lot of medical treatment, within the confines of the physician-patient relationship, decisions are made that might or might not be consistent with state or federal policy, with norms outside of the encounter. We can think of terminal sedation as an example, where we don't necessarily accept it morally, but it goes on all the time. When you step over the line to physician-assisted suicide, then it becomes a very public matter. We know that Catholic and other religious facilities have had the opportunity to deny reproductive care, abortion services, and similar types of treatment, but it hasn't much extended beyond that.
It seems in recent years that there's emerged this new tension between providing medical care and certain moral or ethical beliefs. Yeah. We've seen it in some pharmacies' refusal to provide certain kinds of medication.
Right.
Is this a new phenomenon?
I would say that it's escalated within the last 5 to 7 years. It's part of the broader opposition to Obamacare and Obamacare's preventive measures over reproductive freedom. So this is just an extension of that.
Now, they are required to point patients to other places where they can receive care.
That's right. But suppose I lack transportation. Suppose the other provider is not taking patients. Yes, it sort of sounds good in theory, but in reality, it's not necessarily an alternative. It sounds better than it may be in practice. In fact, it says the regulators can't interfere as a matter of licensing. So forever, we've had constraints on practicing medicine. It's a privilege. It's not a right. What this bill basically does is shift that privilege to a right, because it blocks a regulator from challenging the provider's statement of conscience.
So if I'm understanding correctly, there isn't a way to hold providers accountable if they deny service and there is a negative result from that denial.
There's a potential negative result for the patient. If you think about it as the traditional oath that the physician takes, first, do no harm, but second, to act in the best interest of the patient. This bill flips that and starts out, don't interfere with my conscience, my objections, and by the way, my objections trump your best interests if I don't like what you want me to do.
Finally, is it a normal part of process that this kind of bill, something that supersedes professional standards with religious or moral beliefs, this standard is being created through the legislature and not through the profession itself?
Right. That's a great question. I think it should come from the profession. There are lots of reasons to oppose this kind of legislation. For one thing, it goes against what Republicans have traditionally said about the intrusive nature of government. Secondly, there's likely to be chaos. When you go to a physician or I go to a physician, I'm not going to know what part of my care he or she won't believe in. For a young woman to go to seek care from a physician will change the basic trust that a patient has with a physician that's essential to the medical care encounter. And if we break down trust, then it really erodes the essence of the physician-patient relationship.
Peter Jacobson is professor of health law and policy at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Professor Jacobson, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.